It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist in the men's game. The Bearcats come in 13-1 on the season. They're 5-1 in MIAA play. SBU comes in with a 9-5 overall record. They're 3-2 in the conference. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. And Matt Tritton, second game in a row, Northwest is facing an SBU team that plays very well offensively. The women, a very good offensive team. This SBU men's team also puts a lot of points on the board, second in the conference, and scoring at over 82 points a game.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about with Austin Myers at halftime the women's game a little bit about what they bring to the table in that motion offense, and they're a tough team to guard. So, yeah, you got the best scoring defense in the nation, 59 points per game allowed by Northwest Missouri State, but they'll have their work cut out for them against a athletic SBU team today.
A reminder that Bearcat basketball, underwritten in part by Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly, has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back to Pact and Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and SBU going through their pregame warm-ups in this men's matchup. And Matt, before the break, I mentioned that it's a packed house here at Bearcat Arena. It's been a while for the Bearcat men here as well as far as meaningful games go. They had that non-conference matchup with Simpson just after the Christmas break to get a tune-up for the rest of the MIAA schedule. And tell you what, we've got a good crowd on hand here this afternoon. I think, from what I understand, ticket sales the rest of the way. Also very good to watch the defending national champs in the Bearcats.
Yeah, those reserve tickets especially are flying off weeks in advance, and we expected a big crowd on Thursday whenever Central Missouri was coming to town. The weather didn't let that happen, so I think that has people even more ready to go, even more ready to come out and see this team play, and so this should be a fun one. It's going to be a great crowd, and the closer we get to tournament time, the more and more these crowds resemble what we saw in the region tournament.
And it was a great atmosphere for that last year. Checking the MIAA schedule this afternoon in the men's women's doubleheaders, Central Oklahoma at Washburn. The Washburn men, the only undefeated team in conference play in the MIAA. Also, Northeastern States at Emporia State, Missouri Southern at Lincoln. Pittsburgh State's at Lindenwood. Southwest Baptist again here at Northwest to face the Bearcats. And Central Missouri at Missouri Western. The Bearcats will face Central Missouri Monday afternoon in that makeup of the game scheduled for this past Thursday. And the Mount Everly brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist at Bearcat Arena. As Northwest back in action after a week off, was supposed to play on Thursday, but the weather played havoc with the Central Missouri matchup.
Yeah, you know, I think that obviously our guys were pretty excited about Central Missouri, but we refocused pretty quick, and I think we'll be ready for Southwest Baptist and then Central Missouri on Monday. You know, it's just one of those deals. You don't want anybody to drive unsafe, but we'll be ready for them.
You've got a Southwest Baptist team that's coming in, a team that puts a lot of points on the board.
Yeah, I think they're second in the league in scoring, which is, you know, last year I don't think they were that high. They're shooting it really well from three right now, and so you need to make sure you get through all their screens. You need to get back in transition, limit those second chance opportunities, and hopefully you can limit their scores by doing those things. It'll be a tough matchup for us. I think that we enjoy playing teams that are really good offensively, just, you know, we enjoy trying to shut them down, and hopefully our guys take that challenge on.
It looks like one of the things that they've been pretty successful with this year, too, is just offensive rebounds.
They're always that. They run, and they don't care at all. They'll shove you in the back and go after the loose ball, and you have to be ready to handle that physicality and initiate it yourself.
What are some of the keys to slowing down an offense like what SBU has?
You got to get through screens. You got to pressure the ball so they can't read all their screening actions, and then you got to get the defensive rebound. If you can do those things, I think you give yourself a chance to win the game.
What are some of the things that SBU does on the defensive side?
They pack it in. They really protect the paint. They overhelp from everywhere. They try not to give you many layups, and so, you know, our objective needs to be a lot of penetrating pitch. Also, you know, get after O boards ourselves, and then, you know, just continue to take good shots.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The student body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena in Maryville, Missouri, on the Northwest Missouri State Campus. Northwest and Southwest Baptist in the men's portion of our doubleheader earlier tonight. Actually, this afternoon, the SBU women defeated Northwest 75-70. Before we get to the starting lineups of this men's game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Bearcats, the lineup they'll use tonight, the one they've used throughout this season, Justin Fitz at point guard, a 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging nearly 23 points and 3 rebounds a game, also 5.4 assists per contest coming into today's game. The other guard, Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds. And a 4, Chris Ebuendel, a 6'7 senior from Stavanger, Norway, averaging 14 points and 8 rebounds a contest. He's also third in NCAA Division II and 3-point shooting percentage at 53.7% on the year. The other four is Joy Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Chanhousen, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State, averaging over 11 points and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior out of Omaha, averaging 10 points and 3 boards a contest. For SBU, under head coach Clark Sheehy in his fourth season as the head coach of SBU. We're starting at one of the guard spots, a freshman and 5'10 freshman from Freeport, Texas, Chris Grislo. He's averaging nearly 8 points and 3 rebounds a game, and he started all 14 games this year as a freshman. The other guard is Carter Dean, a 6'1 junior from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging over 10 points and 4 rebounds a contest. He's also started all 14 games this year. Out of Florida is Logan Hovey, a 6'6 senior from Orlando, Florida, who transferred from Florida Gulf Coast, averaging just under 20 points and nearly 8 rebounds a game. The other forward, Marlon Elsender, a 6'5 junior from Queens, New York, and a transfer from New Mexico Military Institute, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. And inside, Damon Forgamit, a 6'9 sophomore from Melbourne, Australia. He started 10 games this year, averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds a game. He has 16 block shots on the season. And again, that's the way the lineup looked. SPU coming into today's game with a 9-5 overall record. They're 3-2 in the MIAA and coming off a tough overtime loss to Fort Hays State, 73-68. Last Saturday. They were scheduled to play Missouri Western on it Thursday evening. Their game, like the Bearcats matchup with Central Missouri, postponed due to the inclement weather. They'll face Missouri Western on Monday evening down in St. Joseph. SBU and Central Missouri travel partners like Northwest and Missouri Western is on some of the road trips that the teams take. So their matchup with Missouri Western on Monday evening. Meanwhile, the Bearcats will face Central Missouri in a Monday afternoon game, with it being Martin Luther King Day. They've scheduled those games on Monday afternoon. The women will tip off against Virginia's at 1:30 and the men at 3:30 on Monday. So that's the way things look here. The Bearcats and Southwest Baptist getting ready to go at it on the men's side. We'll be back here for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. A good crowd on hand this afternoon for this game between Northwest and Southwest Baptist in the men's portion of our doubleheader. The Bearcat men coming in 13-1. They're 5-1. And then MIAA SBU comes in with a 9-5 record, and they are 3-2 in conference play. Again, the Northwest women lost to Southwest Baptist earlier today, 75-70 in their matchup. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Ryan Elliott. And Matt, before we talk more about this matchup between Northwest and SBU, a special moment earlier this morning on campus, just downstairs here at Bearcat Arena, with the dedication of the Parr Family Athletic Academic Success Center. They've turned an area down into a study lounge and an area for the athletes here at Northwest Missouri State to work on their studies whenever they have a chance after workouts or before practices and things here, and it's really turned into a nice situation.
It's really a great idea, to have that, something like that here. It's where instead of having to bounce back and forth,
Lampkin Activity Center home, back and forth, and going to the library back and forth. You can kind of keep everything all at once and have more time to study, more time to work on that stuff. And also great for Dr. Hart and his family to have that named after him, a man that had so much influence on so many different people and students and student-athletes throughout his time working on the sideline, and now as a board of, member of the Board of Regents. So a really cool honor here this morning, and just awesome to see kind of a guy like that that gave so much time getting something back to the university.
And he's just a very instrumental part of this community as well, with so many people going to him as their family physician. And he's still on the sidelines for football, basketball, on the road. He's here today with his family, and is just someone that's played, and even his father, who was a longtime faculty member on campus. The Hart family just has been an important part of the Northwest Missouri State, really going back to 1944.
You know, we talk so much on campus about family atmosphere, and once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. And, you know, it's not just stuff to say, it's kind of fill the time. I think if you're around campus, if you're a student, if you're a faculty member, a staff member, you really feel that. And that's shown through a guy like that who was essentially raised on campus and spent his most of his career here on campus as well.
And we've got some comments from Dr. Hart from that event that's coming up at halftime. We'll try to work into our halftime activities this evening, as or actually this afternoon, as Dr. Hart talks about what this honor means to him and his family. So that's coming up a little bit later during our broadcast. Here we got our men's game. I think that's going to be an entertaining one. Northwest and SBU, a good matchup between SBU's offense and the defense that the Bearcats play.
It should be a fun one. The Bearcats, best defensive team in the nation, scoring defense, and SBU brings in some pretty good studs of their own. We'll see how that one goes.
Northwest at midcourt with Brett Doherty to jump center. He'll jump up against Damian Forgerman, who is 6'9", and Doherty at 6'7". The Bearcats in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. SBU in their black uniforms with the purple numerals and the white trim, and the Bearcats will win the tip as they go from our left to our right. And now through the lane goes right baseline for Wittes. Out front right side for Pitts. Hooks the pass to Wittes. Top the key. Left side and down. Left corner Xavier Kurth. Back and down left wing to the top of the key. Doherty. Quick touch pass out front for Pitts. 12 on the shot clock. Pitts between the circles. Looks left wing. Finds Kurth just inside the arc. Now to Endow. Endow one dribble out top. Finds Pitts with 5 on the shot clock. Through the lane. Left baseline for Kurth. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. So the Bearcats get off to a 2-0 start, bringing the shot clock down, and a good look at the bucket by Xavier Kurth with the reverse layup. SBU with it, out to the top of the key with the dribble as Cartier Dean. It's off of the right wing, and gets it to Chris Russo, the freshman point guard. Bounce pass gets away, but it goes at the elbow left side for Forgerman. Backpedals with the dribble, finds out front right side. Hovey through the lane, drives on Winters, puts up the shot high off the glass and drops it down. Covey gets it to fall, and it's a 2-2 game, Northwest and SBU. Couple minutes in here at Bearcat Arena. Pitts to the right wing, looking at man-to-man defense out of Southwest Batters. Will play some 2-3 zone as well. Low right side for Doherty, out to the top of the key for Pitts. High post right side, Doherty. Takes it into the lane. Now a nice little pivot move up with the shot off the glass on the left side. Good. Brett Doherty is really becoming a force inside. He's been very good all through his career at Northwest, but this season really playing with a lot of confidence in the low post area.
And 4 games in a row, 13 points or more, so he has really become a scoring factor for the Bearcats.
4-2, Northwest Missouri State in front, 18-22 left in the first half. Out front right side with the dribble is Hovey. Dribbles right. Now to the top of the key is Russo to the free throw line with the dribble guarded by Pitts. Hands off right side. Out front with his house center as the shot clock sounds. Got it to go from 16 out at the top of the key, but it goes after the shot clock sounded, so the Bearcats will get it off a good defense down the floor.
And you love seeing Xavier Kurth set the tone defensively and come out and cut his man off and start to clap, and then the bench gets into it and the crowd gets into it, and leads to a big stop there for Northwest.
4-2, Northwest in front. Pitts into the front court, takes the top of the key. Hooks the pass right wing for Endow. Back to Pitts right side in front of the SBU bench. Trying to work a screen by Doherty. Hooks the pass back out front to Doherty. Quick pass left for Endow with a shot fake through the lane. He goes as he drives inside. A whistle. And it looks like foul coming up on SBU.
I think that was on Al Cinder after that head and shoulder fake from Endow. Al Cinder left his feet. Endow started to go right by him. All he could do was grab jersey to slow him down. So the foul on SBU.
official Bill Tickham made the call. Into the right corner, Endow takes the three and hits it. I mentioned earlier, Endow, third in the nation in the three-point shooting percentage, got his first one to fall, and it's a 7-2 Northwest Missouri State lead. Low post right side, Forgerman on the baseline, gets past Doherty, a little shot fake, up with it on the left side, hangs on the rim, rolls off the rim, and the rebound inside Doherty for Northwest. Talked a couple of games ago about Doherty's brother getting a haircut. It looks like Brett got into the act with a pretty close shave here in this one with the hairstyle. Out front, Wittes with a long three, good.
A lot to take away from that possession, the haircuts, the three-pointers. It's all going Northwest way.
And an eight-point Bearcat lead, 10-2 over SPU. And Southwest Baptist head coach Clark Sheehy wants a timeout. We'll go back and have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
10-2 lead. The Bearcats in front of SPU. And SPU with it out of the timeout. Off of the right side, Cartier Dean to the right wing with the pass for Hovey. They look left side. Dean with it. Takes a dribble out front as stepping out is Doherty to pick him up off the checkoff. On the left side, pass for Hovey to the left baseline. Guarded by Wittes. Shot clock's at 9 seconds. Out between the circles. They find Dean. Dribbles right side. Looks right. Forgerman takes a jumper just inside the arc. Rims out. Rebound Doherty for Northwest. Cats up by 8. 16-27 left in the first half. Into the front court right side goes Pitts. Guarded by the freshman. Right side for Kurth. Lobs it back out to the top of the key. Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Pitts down the lane right. Finds Kurth right side with the long three. Good. Xavier Kurth with 5 points in his first half. Last couple weeks we've seen teams give Kurth a lot of room out on the perimeter. That'll stop some of that, knocking down that three. 13-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side with the left-hander dribble through the lane goes Dean. Into the right side, gets it to right side for Hovey. Misses the long three and fits with the rebound for Northwest. 13-2, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Good start to this game for the defending national champions. Pitts to the top of the key, to the free throw line, left side and down. And down through the lane, reverse layup, left side, no, and the rebound loose. As Endow trying to go for the rebound, and he'll get called for the foul, trying to take that away from Marlon Alcindor. And Endow will pick up his first foul. Welty coming into the game as Kurth will go to the sideline. Also, Maris Colton into the game for SPU. And Kai Woodfall checks in as well. So both teams going to the bench during that stoppage of play. On the left side is Kareem Fulham as well. Out between the circles is Colton. To the left wing, Russo. Low left side, William. Into the lane, now back pedals, out front right, and they get it to Woodfall. Woodfall with the dribble, long bounce pass to Russo, 7 on the shot clock, drives the lane, trying to feed low baseline for Milliam, cutting to the bucket, couldn't hold on to it, goes out of bounds, it belongs to Northwest. 13-2, Northwest in front of SBU. Bets to walk it across the timeline. Met by the freshman Russo. Dribbles left of the lane, down the lane, to the bucket. The runner is good. And it's a 15-2 Northwest lead over SPU.
15-2 run to start the ballgame. That's the first time Justin scored today already. Bearcats getting contributions from everybody early on.
Russo trying to dribble right side. Welty reaches in, slaps the ball loose, but it's picked up by Mulliam on the right side. And whistle coming up here. Looks like a foul on the Northwest. Experienced MIAA officiating crew this afternoon. Bill Tickham along with John Moore and Scott Englert. And one of those officials coming over to the sideline here. Don't believe we've had motion that it was actually a foul. Let's see what we're just checking on the shot clock. And
we have timeout on the floor.
And with all that, we've got to break into action as well, so we'll settle things. Look like we've got the shot clock set at 17 seconds when we come back after this timeout. Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU, 15-2. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Out of the timeout, SBU with a shot inside. Kareem Mullen with the shot, and it's a 15-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. First half action, just over 14 minutes left on the half. Through the lane, a little floater put up and missed by Pitts. Rebound, the putback by Endow off the left side. Good. Endow with 5 points in the first half. 17-4 Northwest Missouri State with the lead. To the top of the key, Woodfall. Looks left side on the wing. William. Out front left is Augard. Looks on the right side for Woodfall. Bounce pass, baseline right. William through the lane into a double team and a whistle and a foul. And this will be on the Northwest. Endow will pick up his second foul. Foul on the floor. Kurth into the ballgame and down to the sideline for Northwest.
Pretty rough start here for Southwest Baptist. 7 minutes into the ballgame. 2 of 6 shooting from the field. Couple turnovers and 0 of 2 from deep. They just can't get too much going offensively.
And out front right side with the dribble between the circles is Darnell Latham Jr. Now to Colton. High post right. William to the baseline. Wants to drive on Hawkins, who's checked in for Northwest. Shot short. Rebound Doherty underneath the bucket for Northwest off the air ball from 5 feet out. 17-4, Northwest in front. This is an SBU team that averages over 82 points a game, but struggling early against the Bearcats. And Northwest, number one team in Division II in scoring defense. Down the lane, left side, Pitts underneath the bucket, finds Kirk cutting through the baseline to Doherty, curling through the lane, lays it up and in. Great ball movement by Northwest. Doherty at 4 points early, 19-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front left, Woodfall to the left wing, William. Into the left corner. All right, about top of the key is Latham. Left-handed dribble on the right side by Colton. Between the circles, all right, with 9 on the shot clock. Now to Woodfall. Bounce pass the double left side. A little loose, picked up by Hawkins, diving after the ball on the floor, and he'll get it to Pitts, and we'll have a stoppage of play here with the injured SBU player. Feel guy got a little bit slow getting up off of that. Looked like he may have twisted an ankle as he fell to the floor.
Well, the hustle early on from Northwest has been impressive. We saw a loose ball earlier. Ryan Welty diving on the floor, trying to scoop it up, get it for his teammate. That time, Ryan Hawkins getting after it. So, especially as guys come off the bench, any way you can find a way to contribute for a team like this, and in those hustle plays are what's going to earn you more minutes.
Pitch in the front court right side. Drives down the lane, into the lane, little runner, no, but the tip-in attempt by Kurth won't go. He tries to fight for his rebound under the bucket, and it's fouled. And the foul will go on Marlon Elsender, and that is his first foul.
Well, Xavier's having a heck of a ball game early on, too, isn't he? A couple of good shots. He's seen the floor well, has an assist, and fighting for the offensive rebound that time.
Ty Woodfall back in the game for SBU. As Perth will inbound baseline left, gets it to Wittes off the left wing. Drives into lane. Lobs to the right side for Welty. Welty up top near the timeline for Pitts. Trying to work a pick by Wittes down the lane. As Pitts finds Perth cutting to the bucket off the right side. Dribbles once off the left side with reverse layup.
Justin Pitts is so good, he kind of gets all 10 eyes on him. That leaves Xavier Kurth easily cutting back door.
A 21-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Hamid drives the lane, lays it up and in. He's got 4 points, 21-6 Northwest in front. 11:29 left in the first half. Welty out top for Pitts. It's a screen by Wittes, dribbles left wing. Out front, Wittes, top of the key, three, good. It's all going well for the Cats.
The faith that the Bearcats have in each other, Pitts made that pass and directly ran back to the other end of the court just waiting to get back on defense.
24-6, Northwest Missouri State with the early lead. Northwest shooting 77% from the field in this first half. Now the ball loose in the lane as SBU on offense, and a whistle and a foul as a couple different Bearcats on the floor going after that loose ball, and I believe the foul will come up on Justin Pitts. Or another going to give it the other way and give it on SBU instead. William will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. So Northwest will go left to right off this inbound as they do in the first half of games here from our vantage point at Bearcat Arena. Just under 11 minutes left in the first half. 24-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the right side, Kurt to the top of the key. Pitts gets a screen by Wittes. Back to Wittes, right side, left open again. Long three off the back of the rim this time. The long rebound to SBU, pulled down by Cartier Dean. Into the front court, right to left to the top of the key. Looks left side, moving down the lane. Left, he goes. A little bit out of bounds, but a block foul coming up on Northwest. And this should go on Kurt and for Xavier. That'll be his first foul. Doherty off the bench, back in the game. Ryan Hawkins to the sideline for Northwest. Pergamut back in for SBU. Damian Pergamut. Inbound goes left for Rousseau. Through the lane. Stops, little runner, no. And the rebound, and Pergamut just came into the game. Reaches over Doherty and will commit the foul. Pergamut at 6'9", commits the foul. That will be his first. He's got some size. He's out of Melbourne, Australia, 6'9", sophomore. He redshirted last year but played 26 games in his freshman season. 24-6, Northwest. Pitts down the lane right side. New Kurth on the wing. Back to Pitts right side. Right in front of the SBU bench. Launches the three. Rims around it out. And the rebound ripped down by Hovey for SBU on the fast break. Russo looks right wing. Dean with the three and hits it. Cartier Dean with his first bucket of this game came into this contest with 18 threes on the season. He started off 14 games for SBU. Now pitches through the lane, finds Wittes left corner, long three, nothing but net. And Wittes with 9 points all coming on threes. And another timeout, SBU, this with 9:54. Left in the first half, 27-9, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over SBU. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State in front, 27-9 over SBU, 9:46 left in at the first half. Bearcats off to a great start in this one. Pitts into the front court, looks right side, Wilty out to the top for Key Doherty, left for Pitts. Off the wing, gets a screen by Wittes, back to Wittes, left wing, one dribble, top of the key, Pitts. Dribble between the circles. Gets a screen now by Wilty. Down the lane, Pitts, baseline left for Doherty. Up for the shot, won't go. And the rebound right side, pulled away by Russo for SBU. He pushes it down the floor, right to left. Looks off the right wing. Would fall long three, rims out no. And Wilty with the rebound, Northwest. And Northwest with the lead, 27-9. 9:10 left in at the first half. Pitts to walk it across the top of the key. Gets a double pick that time by Wittes and Welty. Drives the lane. Strip loose. Picked up, though, by Hovey. And his dribble stolen away by Kurth. Kurth to the top of the key. And Northwest will set up the offense. It's one on four, essentially. And Xavier wisely slowed things up and let the Cats set up the offense. Right side Wittes to the right baseline. Kicks it left wing wide open. Welty on the wing with the three. Off the back of the rim. No. And the rebound pulled down by Hovey for SBU. Russo, top of the key. And finds out front, and long three, missed, tipped up in the arm of the baseline, out of bounds, taken out front by Hovey, and he just rainbowed that one and just couldn't get it to go.
Well, Hovey, a guy from Orlando, Florida, transferred from Florida Gulf Coast, which back in 2013 made that run the NCAA tournament as a mid-major, kind of that Cinderella. Has to be a little bit tough for him coming into Bolivar, Missouri, and going through the winters we have here as opposed to what he's had there in Orlando.
He's probably wondering on a day like this what he's doing in Northwest Missouri.
I wonder what I'm doing in Northwest Missouri on a day like this.
And Dale at the free throw line for the Cats. Bounce pass low on the blocks for Doherty trying to post up. Spins into the lane. Leans in up with a shot with the left hand. Good. Use his right hand as a shield. Hit it with his left hand as he put it up over Portman. And Brett Doherty with 6 points in this first half. And the Cats in front 29-9. Right side, pass and a whistle. Away from the ball, foul coming up, and this will go on Cartier Dean. And Dean will pick up his first foul. That's the sixth team foul on SBU. Northwest whistle for just 3.5. For the Bearcats inbound, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Pitts out front, near the jump ball circle, gets a screen by Doherty, dribbles left side, in the left corner for Kurth. Now to Pitts, left sideline, he'll dribble to the top of the key. Lobs it right side, Wittes, out front is Pitts with 5 on the shot clock. Hooks the pass for Wittes, Wittes through the lane, drives, runner, takes a high bounce off the rim, rolls out. Rebound on the floor to SBU, and it's locked loose, picked up by Northwest and Wittes. Mullen came down with it, but couldn't hold on to it, and Wittes takes it away. Now left is Endow on the wing. Northwest in front, 29-9. Pitts right side. Now double stop of the key. Screen by Wittes. Low right. A low post for Doherty. Spins to the baseline. Finds Kurth cutting through the lane. Up for the shot. Won't go, but he's fouled. He'll get to the free throw line.
You know, they have good shooters all over the floor. It's just the patience. When you see Wittes and Pitts going back and forth, and then Dow gets involved and waiting for that perfect, ideal shot. Doherty gets it inside. He has a nice dish to Kurth, and Kurth a chance to get a couple more free throws here.
Largest lead of the game for the Bearcats, 29-20, as Kurth to the free throw line to shoot two for Quincy Hard.
7 minutes left in the first half, and Southwest Baptist still at just 9 points. Now, we saw the Bearcats hold UCO to just 12 in the first half back in December. I don't know if we'll ever see that ever again, but the way this team can come out and just minimize even the best of offenses, it's just impressive.
Second free throw by Kurth is good. That's 8 points for Kurth in this first half. Again, when you factor in SBU averaging over 82 points a game, and they've scored some points on some good teams this season. Out front with the dribble is Latham. It's off the right wing. Now to the baseline, driving Dean. Points cutting through the lane, and Hovey goes up with a shot, hits it. He was fouled as well, and this will get Hovey to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Wilty picks up the foul. That is his first. 30-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hovey at the line, makes it a three-point trip down the floor as he hits the free throw. 30-12, Northwest in front. 6:40 left in the first half. Fitz walks across midcourt left side, out between the circles to Welty. Now SBU drops into a 2-3 zone. Welty on the right side, high post right for Kurth. One dribble, skips the pass cross court left. Hawkins with the three, takes a high bounce off the rim. Kurth crashes the board, comes away with it on the baseline right side. Out front, Welty, left side, Fitz sets up, takes the three, and it's too hard. Long rebound at the free throw line to Dean and SBU. Pushes across midcourt right side, pulls up, wants the three, misses too hard. Rebound on the floor, right side, controlled by Northwest. And Justin Pitts. Across midcourt left side, back to the 2-3 zone by SBU. Left side, Pitts. Right side, Kurth, through the lane. Left side, Welty, thought about the three, now will drive. Dishes in the lane for Doherty, up with a shot and good.
That's a part of Ryan Welty's game we don't see very often, Dewey. Him able to drive in there and get an opportunity to give it off, and Bearcats get another bucket.
32-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hovey toward the left corner, guarded by Doherty. The left side pass for Alcindor. Goes cross court right side, Latham. Goes to the right wing. Drives on, Hawkins pulls up, takes the jumper, misses, and rebound into lane, Northwest. Clearing it away, Kurth for the Cats. And Northwest doing a good job on the boards against a very good offensive rebounding team out of SBU. That was one of the points that the coaching staff made with the Bearcat players leading up to this game. They need to stop offensive boards by SBU. Driving the lane, Fitz finds Kurth, plays it up, and in. Kurth in double figures with 10, 34-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Through the lane, the dribble knocked it loose. Alcindor trying to go through the lane, and the ball was slapped away from behind. Officials say it was off of Alcindor, who went driving through the lane. I think Northwest may have caught a break here. Now it looks like the official is going to reverse things and give it to SBU. I think they got it right there.
I think you're exactly right.
And we got a break in the action, so SBU will have the ball when we come out of this timeout. 4:56 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 34, SBU 12, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
SBU with it, following the timeout. Northwest in front, 34-12. Bounce pass low left for Hovey. Tries on the baseline, spins past Wittes. Now for the shot, Wittes gets a hand on the ball. Slaps it away just a bit, but I think also we got Hovey a little bit with the body as well, and Wittes will pick up his first foul. And this will get Logan Hovey back to the free throw line, where he's 1-for-1 this afternoon. Came into this game a 73% shooter this season. And his first of two bounce out to the right. In the overtime loss to Fort Hays State last Saturday,
He stepped up and had a big game as Hovey hits the second. Hovey had 16 points and 7 rebounds against Fort Hays. Here, though, Northwest Missouri State in front, 34-13. In the 2-3 zone out of SBU. Left side, Wittes out top of the key, Pitts. Now to Welty on the wing. To Wittes toward the left corner. They work the perimeter. Welty out top for Pitts. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Left corner, Wittes. Now to Welty. High post left for Hawkins. Quick touch pass left for Wittes. Back to Hawkins left side. Squares up. Takes the 3-point attempt with 1 second on the shot clock. Bounds out into the rebound department and Southwest Baptist. 34-13. Northwest Missouri State in front. 4 minutes left in at the first half. Good fall out to the top of the key. Hovey looks left side out center. Drives the left baseline on Welty. Expires his dribble. At the elbow left side, Portman. Through the lane, he goes and lays it in. Got a step on Welty and has the layup. 34-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:40 left in the first half. Left side, Welty in the left corner for Endow. Out front for Pitts. Looks right side, Wittes. One dribble back to Wittes on the wing to Pitts, top of the key. Looks left side for Welty. In playing catch out on the perimeter. High post left, Hawkins. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Pass right side. Hawkins drives, misses the shot. It just barely grazes the rim and controlled by SPU. Down the lane left with the dribble. Alcindor will get called for a foul. I think he pushed off with his right hand as he's dribbling with his left, trying to clear some space, and that will be his first, and I check out his third foul. So Marlon Alcindor picks up his third foul. 18th foul for SPU.
Right you are, John. Right you are. Looked like he just went in there and extended. And once you do make that extension, it's easier to see. If you keep it kind of close and get that push, then a lot of times you'll be able to get away with it.
34-15, Northwest Missouri State up. Pitts looks left side. Welty squares up. He'll take the free from the left wing and drains it. That's Ryan's first bucket of the game. And Northwest in front, 37-15. Welty on the season has hit 26 three-pointers. Between the circles with the dribble, Dean. Looks right side, Woodfall. Down in the corner for the freshman, Chris Russo. Dribbles with the left hand through traffic in the lane. Left, just tosses it up from his hip, banks it in. I think the foul was on the floor first. We'll see if Bill Tickham, the official, will count the bucket here. Foul goes on Endow. That'll be Endow's third foul. Foul is on the floor. They'll wave off that shot. And SBU will inbound baseline right. And down to the sidelines, and Xavier Kirk back into the game. Quick inbound goes right side for Russo, who had stumbled. And one of the reasons he stumbled, he was fouled by Kirk, who just entered the contest. And Kirk will pick up his second foul. Seventh as a team. And Russo goes to the line. Now to Freeport, Texas, a 5'10 freshman. It's the first free throw. Made an impact really early coming in. Got the confidence of Clark Shee, the head coach of SBU. Started all 14 games, now 15 coming into this one for SBU. Second free throw misses. Rebound Wittes for Northwest. 37-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats right now with Wittes, Pitts, and Doherty at the free throw line. Left side, Welty. Baseline left for Finley just into the ballgame. Tries to go with a pass out front. Ball kicked in or belonged to Northwest. 2:31 left in the first half. So Finley getting some playing time early in this one. A couple of cats getting into foul trouble in this first half. Just the inbound left corner, Doherty. Out front left, Pitts. So take it and look at that 2-3 zone. Pitts out front. Looks right side, Wittes. At the free throw line, Doherty. Back to Wittes toward the right corner. Takes the three off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled away by Dean inside for SBU. Gives it to Russell. Looks left wing. Stripped out of his hands by Pitts, chased down by Russo. Goes with a baseball pass to the right of the lane. Ball loose, picked up through the lane with the drive. Hovey misses it, gets his rebound, hits that, rolls out as well, and Doherty clears it away for the Cats. And Doherty was hammered pretty hard from behind. He could hear it up here. Pitts across the midcourt line, left to right. Right side for Wittes. High post. They get it to Doherty, now to Pitts. To Wittes, right wing, open with the three off the back of the rim. Rebound chase baseline left by Russo for Southwest Baptist. Pushes it to the top of the key, and Hovey. Hovey wants to drive on Wittes. Spins into the lane, gets a little bit off balance, goes up for the shot. And a foul coming up on Northwest. And Wittes gets called for the foul. That'll be his second. I guess Hawkins off the bench getting ready to get into the ball game. Hovey to shoot two at the free throw line. Toes the line. One dribble and his free throw on the way and good. 9 points for Hovey in this first half. Averages just under 20 a game. Hawkins in. Wittes to the sideline for the Bearcats. 128 left in the first half. Northwest has led the entire way. Second free throw, rims around and in. Got it to fall. Shooter's touch that time. He goes into double figures with 10 points. 37-18. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats' largest lead has been 22. Pitts, quick pass into lane four. Doherty drives the lane left side, misses it off the glass, and a foul as they fight for the rebound. And this one will go on SBU and Cartier Dean. That will be his second. Ninth team foul. Gets Kirk Finley to the free throw line. Kirk to shoot a 1-1 opportunity. He's 5 of 10 at the line this season. Sophomore out of Blue Springs. And his free throw misses too hard. And the rebound to SBU. 47-18. Northwest in front. Kai Woodfall between the circles. Right side Rousseau. Bounce pass toward the baseline right. And Hovey takes it in lane, spins on Hawkins with a shot fake, goes up with a shot. Got Hawkins a little bit off balance trying to go for the block, and Ryan will pick up the foul, and that will be his first. So a number of different Bearcats picking up some fouls out of this first half, especially late in the half. Hovey shooting two more. He's 5 of 6 from there this afternoon. And the first one here is good.
Well, he's single-handedly keeping Southwest Baptist around, even though trailing 37-19 right now. He has 10 points, and next high scorer for the Purple Bearcats is Dean with just three.
Second free throw, too hard, and the rebound Northwest. 37-19, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under a minute left in this first half. It's been all Northwest so far. Fitz right side, Welty on the wing, long three, got it. That was a tough one. He was pressured a little bit going up with that one and still got it to go.
A little bit of contact. I think he was hoping for that chance for a four-point play, but regardless, knocks it down.
40-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. So out between the circles, left Woodfall, back to the freshman. Dribbles right side. Out front left, Dean. Dean trying to go in the lane and finds Pergman. Down the lane he goes. Shot faking coming from behind with Finley. Knocked the ball loose. Then it goes right back to Pergman, who is fouled off the second opportunity inside. And Kirk, who got the block first time, picks up the foul on the second. And that is the second block of the year for Finley. Picks up his first foul in this first half. Portman goes to the free throw line. 6'9 sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia. Dribbles three times. And his first one is good. 3 points in this first half for Damian Portman. Averaging 9 a game. Finley and Doherty to the sideline for Northwest. And Dow back in the ball game. Wittes along with Hawkins, Welty, and Pitts to round out the 5. Second free throw line drive just barely clears the rim and drops in. Green by Milliam into the game. Portman goes to the sideline. 40-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. 19.1 seconds left. Inbound comes right side for Hawkins. Cross court left to Pitts as he'll take it into the front court left. 11 seconds left in the first half. Pitts out front. Fires his dribble. Sets up. He'll just take the long three between the circles. Misses too hard at the shot clock sound, right, the game clock sound to end the first half. And the Bearcats have led wire to wire in this first half. We're going to the locker room at halftime with a 40-21 lead over SBU. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. We're the half Northwest Missouri State in front of SVU, 42-21. Right now, at courtside, they're making a special announcement about the ribbon cutting that took place earlier today in the basement of Bearcat Arena, dedicating the Haar Family Athletic Academic Success Center, as Dr. Haar and his family being presented to the crowd here at Bearcat Arena. After that event this morning, I had a chance to talk to Dr. Pat Haar, and he talked about what the honor of having that Athletic Academic Success Center being named after himself as well as his family means to him.
A culmination of many years of love for the university, whether it was a student at Horace Mann, a student over at the regular campus, or coming back and being a volunteer physician. Northwest is like home. And people at Northwest are like family, which was the theme throughout. The speakers, we truly feel like this is home.
Yeah, and I know you're honored to have this named in your honor, but the importance of this room itself is something that means a lot to you.
Well, we always have stressed academics in our family, and like I said, if this room enables one athlete to stay eligible, it's worth every bit of it. I marvel at how our athletes balance their time, watching them study on the road, on the bus, in the training room, on the road. We're in Kelly's hotel room, and everybody's lined up, and people are studying while they're getting treatments. The kids learn how to manage time, and if we can accelerate their healing and accelerate their academic performance, and hey, it's a win-win-win.
And that is Maryville physician Dr. Pat Haar. Has been a longtime team doctor for Northwest Missouri State Sports, as well as out at Maryville High School with the Scroopbounds. He retired from his family practice here in Maryville a few years ago, but still active with the athletic programs here at Northwest Missouri State, and the Athletic Academic Success Center named in honor of him, as well as his family and his father, Dr. John Haar, a longtime faculty member at Northwest going back to 1944, who also has been an active part of the athletic department as well through the years. We're at the half, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of SBU, 40-21 here at the half. We'll come back and be talking with head coach of the Bearcat women's basketball team in Buck Shill after a close loss to SBU this afternoon, 75-70. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
And back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State men leading Southwest Baptist 42-21. Matt Tritton being joined by Northwest Missouri State women's head basketball coach Buck Shield. And coach, a tough basketball game where you guys come out and lead for about 90% of it, and then fourth quarter things kind of slip and go in Southwest Baptist direction. What was it like from your vantage point? What do you say to the girls after a game like that?
Well, you know, I thought the first three quarters was probably overall probably the best that we've played all season, and you know, I felt really good going into today's game. I thought this week we had our best week of practice, even coming off of a postponement on Thursday, kind of like what we had talked about. And you know, you got to that fourth quarter, and I knew that wave was coming. Right now, or going into the game, Southwest Baptist they're outscoring their opponents by, it's like 80 or 85 points in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, I knew that wave was coming because they've got some experienced upperclassmen that have the no quit attitude, and that's definitely what happened. And you know, we showed our youthfulness at times, but you know, we have to grow from that fourth quarter.
Talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with head coach Buck Shield. A tough 75-70 loss to Southwest Baptist this afternoon. A tough fourth quarter to get outscored by 16 points. But there were a few different times that it felt like the haymaker was thrown and this one was going to be done, whether it was Maria hitting a three-pointer late third quarter, Mallory hitting a three-pointer there to make it a 10-point game, I think, with about 6 minutes left. I mean, did you get that feeling that one of these is going to knock Southwest Baptist down and they're not going to recover?
Well, you know, I knew that, you know, with the fight that their upperclassmen have shown, especially with Megan Rosenbaum growing up, you know, 15 to 20 minutes away from here, with it being her last game here, playing in front of, you know, a lot of her friends and family, you know, I knew she was never going to let up. And, you know, she led them through that fourth quarter with just how aggressive she plays and has always played since she's gotten to the college level. And, you know, for us, I thought we offensively got a little stagnant there at times throughout that fourth quarter, and we had some different lineups out there in regards to just kind of weird matchups and things like that. But it's nothing that we hadn't prepared for or haven't done with those different kind of lineups. But with a couple of those lineups that we had out there, you know, we had at least three freshmen on the floor, and that's a lot of new youthful faces in a big game situation that they haven't experienced yet. And so, you know, I think if we can really grow from that fourth quarter and just continue to show the progress that we have been, especially this second semester and late towards that first semester, you know, those that win, I guess that first win, that conference win, that first win of this second semester is going to come. But it, like I told them, it's not going to be easy. You have to continue to work to get rewarded back with a win. You have to continue to work both as individuals and as a team. And so, you know, now we flip the page and get ready for Central Missouri here Monday afternoon. And you know, we'll prepare them as best we can and have them a good game plan put together that we've already put in, and now we just got to turn the page back and get those gears grinding again and get ready to go for Monday.
Good ball game tonight, but just falling 5 points short to Southwest Baptist, 75-70. Coach Shield, appreciate your time tonight. We'll talk with you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, joining us at halftime of the men's basketball game. We'll take a quick break and be back with more here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville.
Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mountain City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State up at the half, 40-21. Cats shooting 50% from the field, 16-32. They've knocked down 7 threes out of this game. They've pulled down 17 rebounds, out-rebounding a very good SBU rebounding team by 2. And SBU shooting just 32% from the field, 6-19. A good three-point shooting team, just 1-6. From three-point range. At the half, Northwest 40, SBU 21. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
So we go to second half play, Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Baptist, 40-21. And before we get play underway here, joined to my right by the tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State on the men's and women's side, Mark Rosewell. Mark recovering from heart surgery there back before Christmas. Mark, good to see you up and around and at the game here today.
John, it's good to be here. I'll tell you what, this is a pretty good ball game right here.
And just tell us about how good it is to be able to go through the procedure you did and get back here and a chance to get up and watch some basketball.
Yeah, John, they put a new heart valve in for me. I think many people know this, many, you know, some don't, but they did a tremendous job down at North Kansas City Hospital, and I feel really lucky and blessed to be here and still able to coach and so forth, so yeah.
Off the inbound to start this second half. SBU got the ball down in the low post area. Humphrey tried to make a little pivot move. Gets called for a travel. Northwest Missouri State will start the second half now with it. A 40-21 and Northwest Missouri State lead over SBU. Into the front court off the left side. Fitz with the dribble. Looking at man-to-man defense out of SBU here in the second half. They play a little bit of 2-3 zone at the end of the half. Left side, Doherty into the left corner. Kurth squares up. Wants the three and hits it. A good start to the second half for the Bearcats. Xavier puts the three off that left side. He's got 13 points. Bearcats out to a 43-21 lead. Now, Mark, one of the things that looking forward to now after going through this procedure, taking it easy for a little bit, but your season will get underway a little bit with your men's and women's teams.
Yeah, end of February, John, so I've got a little bit of time. I'm in physical rehab right now. I'm just kind of part-time for the next couple of weeks, but looking to be back February 1st is my target date. So.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us and looking good.
Thank you, John, for having me on.
And that is Northwest men's and women's tennis coach Mark Rosewell. The Bearcats in front 43-21. Kurth through the lane, looks right side, gets it to Pitts. Now to Wittes. Now to Pitts. Pitts at the top of the key. Looks cross court right side. Wittes into the right corner. Kurth takes right, goes left. Now through the lane. Ball stripped out of his hands by Hubbing. It's picked up by SBU. 43-21. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Ball loose into the lane. Hubbing tries to spin on Wittes. Up with a shot off the front of the rim. Foul coming up on Northwest. And this will go on at Wittes. That'll be his third foul. Rejoined by Matt Trenton. Matt, we've had a pretty busy halftime.
We have all over the place there from talking about Dr. Haar and him being honored early this morning. Coach Rosewell stepping in, talking Coach Shield women's basketball, men's basketball, of course. And Coach Rosie took the headset off and was walking away like, hey, you're the winningest coach in MIAA history. You have more to offer than me. You can stay as long as you want. He's a man on the move.
Yeah, he's got a lot of people he wants to talk to today.
Great to see him back around, though.
It is. Hubby steps up to the free throw line and hits two free throws. He's got 13 points, 13 of the 22 points scored by SVU. Northwest in front, 44-22. Fits at the top of the key, gets a stream by Doherty. Pulls up right side, 14-foot jumper, rims out. Alcindor with the rebound for SVU. Alec goes left side for Russo. Back left side, Alcindor. Top of the key, Russo once again. Looks on the right wing, Hubby. Bounce pass, baseline right side for Alcindor coming from the backside and just took his eye off the basketball as the pass went into him. Bobbles it, goes out of bounds, and Northwest will take it right to left.
If I were him, I'd consider changing my name to Lou. My friends could call me Kareem.
There you go. 44-22, Northwest Missouri State in front. Doherty at the top of the key with the dribble. Looks left side for Pitts, left wing Hawkins, high post left Doherty, now to Pitts. Down the lane, left he goes. Brian Doherty once again. Back to Pitts, left side, fakes right, goes left. Now the give and go. Doherty into the lane with an 8-foot jumper off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound, Alcindor. And here comes Southwest Baptist on the break. So down the lane, right side, slides to a halt. Elbow right for Hubbing. Down the lane he goes. High bank shot, won't go. The tip in an attempt by Pergament, no. Gets his rebound. Shot fake is 40 up there. Goes up with a shot, won't go. They'll get the free throw line. A chance at a couple free throws being fouled as Hawkins came over to help out and picks up his second foul. Second team foul on the Bearcats in the second half.
Well, you talked before the end of the first half about the foul trouble. And two on Hawkins, two on Kurth, three on Endow, three on Wittes. So you got a comfortable lead, but you don't want to see all these guys getting into too much foul trouble with this one.
Bergman at the free throw line, a 55% shooter. The 6'9 player's free throw rolls in. Before he gets to his second free throw, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. His second free throw too hard. Northwest will have it off the rebound. 43-24, Northwest in front. Fitz trying to direct traffic. Has Hawkins pop out. Takes the pass right side to the right wing, Kurth. Now to Doherty up front left. Left wing, four and down. Back to Doherty at the free throw line. Right side, Kurth through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it. May have been deflected a bit by Pergament, but Doherty clears the rebound. Top of the key, Hawkins. Now left side four and out. Loaded the ball down around his waist. Ball stripped out of his hands. Rolls out of bounds off of Vindell. And it belonged to SBU. Good job defensively by Cartier Dean that time. And SBU will have it right in front of the scorers table. Hawkins to the sideline. Welty into the game for the Bearcats. 43-24. Northwest Missouri State in front. 16:58 left in the game. So between the circles, dribbles right side. Right wing for Dean. Cutting through the lane out center. This is left side Parkman cutting on through the lane and lays it up and in over and down. Parkman with 7 points. 43-26 Northwest. Cats had a 22-point lead back in the first half. Left side Welty. Low left to Doherty. Posting up Parkman. Into the lane. Right baseline for Kurt. Through the lane he goes. Left for and out. Wants the long three, rims out right side. Parkman in the lane with the rebound. Now it goes through, so on the fast break through the lane. The runner on the way off the front of the rim, no, and rebound cleared away by Doherty for the Cats. Gives it to Pitts, and Justin will slow the pace up as he goes across midcourt right side. Dribbles top of the key, left side four and down. Now to Pitts. Dribbles right side, top of the key, Welty, left side and down. Down to the free throw line, through the lane. He goes up for the shot and good. Hung in the air just a little bit, just before he, his feet touched the floor off that leap, was able to knock the shot down, and he's got 7 points.
Nice move there for Endow. 7 points in the ball game after it's been pretty quiet, just five in that first half, and still trying to find his stroke here. So nice to see him start to come alive.
45-26, Northwest. Parkman, low post right side, a bump and a foul, and the charge on Parkman. A good job by Doherty sliding over on the baseline and taking the charge. Robert with two fouls now. And it's a 45-26 Northwest Missouri State lead. Wait for right now for a little bit of the perspiration off the floor to be wiped up. And Kurth will inbound and give the ball to Pitts. Pitts across the timeline, dribbles through the Bearcat paw at midcourt, looks right side for Kurth. Now to Doherty, trying to go left side, passes tipped as Missouri did a good job stepping out, got a hand on the ball, then it caroms off of Pitts out of bounds, so SBU will have it. Kareem William into the ball game for SBU, and for Northwest, Kurth goes to the sideline, and Wittes back into the ball game. Now front left side, William. So the left wing finds Dean through the lane, up in the air, kicks it back left side for Kai Woodfall. Now fast ball left for Malimba as he tries to spin on Doherty before he put the ball on the floor, but the dribble gets called for the travel. And the turnover, and we'll give it right back to Northwest. That'll be the 13th turnover for SBU in this game. Cats, just four turnovers. SBU coming into this ball game averages just about 16 turnovers a game. That's been one problem area that they've had. Low right side, Doherty, posting up with Mullin. Fakes left, goes right through the baseline, up for the shot, fouled from behind. Mullin will pick up the foul, and that'll be his third foul. 14:49 left, Northwest Missouri State 45 and SBU 26. Breaking the action, we'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena. Fred Doherty fouled before the timeout. Hits the first, makes it a 46-26. Northwest Missouri State lead over Southwest Baptist. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. Second free throw by Doherty misses. Still 46-26, Northwest Missouri State lead. Off the right side, Rousseau dribbles on the right, takes it to the top of the key, finds coming bucket, Woodfall lays it up and in as he got past Welty and has the layup. First points of the game for Kai Woodfall. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 46-28. Right side, Pitts, four end out, the top. Welty left side, goes low left for Doherty, trying to post up with Mullin. Out front right for Pitts. Pitts gets a screen by Wittes, drives the right side, high off the glass, ball won't go, rebound baseline out of bounds, it'll belong to Northwest. Military Appreciation Day this afternoon at Bearcat Arena, and throughout a lot of the breaks in the action, they've been honoring military veterans of people affiliated with the basketball program as well as Northwest. During this last time out, a little change in that, they honored Northwest Athletic Director Mel Churchma, as it was announced this week. He will be inducted into the College Football National Hall of Fame, a great honor for Coach Churchma. In the lane with the shot off the glass by Doherty, won't go in, the rebound only in for SBU.
Great honor for Coach Churchman going in with a really good class, including Frank Beamer and Mac Brown as the other two coaches. So a who's who of who's going in, and a great coach, but also a great person, a great ambassador for Northwest. So that'll be a fun time. I believe that induction is going to be December 4th of 2018.
And he got a standing ovation from the fans here at Bearcat Arena with that announcement. Mullim into the lane and slams it down with Augheide, who came in during that timeout. Theo Augheide, as they overplayed him, he took the pass inside, pivoted, and had the slam dunk, and it's a 46-30 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts right side, Wittes, out front right side for Pitts. Looks at right top of the key for Wittes. Down the lane he goes, little runner from 10, no, rebound loose in the lane. And the ball picked up by Augheide for SBU. And SBU down the floor on the right side. A travel coming up on Darnell Latham Jr. as he tried to take it through the lane right side. Kind of got the ball caught on his hip and just called for the travel.
Well, Bearcats up by 16. It's still a healthy lead, but we saw last weekend at Southern losing a 15-point lead there in the first half. So I think Coach McCollum wanting to make sure, as well as they played in the first half, they're not falling asleep and letting SBU back into this ball game. Regardless, you win or lose today, you don't want that to be something that happens as this season wears on and you get into March.
Side Wittes open on the wing, takes the three up in front of the rim. No long rebound, chasing the left corner by Kurth. Brings it out front, Pitts, right side and down on the wing with the three. Off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound, SBU inside.
It's just uncharacteristically cold right now, too.
Yeah, they were hot in the first half, but having some shots just not falling. Now the other end, past in the lane, knocked loose, picked up by Doherty for Northwest.
Cats 2 of 11 shooting so far in the second half.
46-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts walks into the front court left side in front of the Bearcat bench. And chased by Lantham. Lobs it right and finds Shorty. Skips it back left side for Wittes as he tries to drive. He's at the free throw line bump there. And the foul coming up on Mullin for SBU. That will be his third foul.
One saving grace for this Northwest team. You mentioned how much Southwest Baptist turns it over per game. 16, the Bearcats, one of the most efficient teams in the nation. 8.3 turnovers per game. That is first in the country.
And again, doing a good job this afternoon. And now through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up in, and a foul. That time, Chrissy Bruindell was not to be denied as he went through the lane. Augheide picks up the foul, his first, and now got the layup, and his foul goes to the free throw line.
Sometimes, whenever they start to slump and you see them get a little bit cold like this and the shots from deep aren't falling because they're a great three-point shooting team, just want to see him just kind of take a game over. He's got that Division I size body and the skill that he has that ability.
Goes into double figures with the free throw. He's got 10 points now. Essentially, that's what he did in Kentucky when Northwest faced Lincoln Memorial just before the Christmas break in that matchup with the number 1 and 14th in the nation at the time. Bearcats, after their loss last week, dropped down to number 4 this week in the NABC Top 25 poll. 49-30, Northwest Missouri State in front, 11:40 left in the game. Grommet off the left side to the free throw line. Into the lane he goes. Tries to kick it back out left. Does Mullin with the dribble through traffic. Ball loose. Picked up by Endow for Northwest. Finds Firth into the front court. 1-on-3 break. We'll slow it up. 11:26 left in the game. Fits to the top of the key. Screen by Doherty. Finds Doherty on the pick and roll. Now left corner Wittes. Out front left Pitts. To Wittes to Pitts off the left side. Now to Wittes, out front left with the long three, good.
A pick and pop action there for Joey Wittes. They tried it a couple times until finally that third time. Got him open, he knocked it down.
Hit three threes in the first half. That's his first here in the second half. 12 points total, 52-30. Northwest Missouri State in front. Grommet off the left wing, out top left side, Alcindor. Try to score it right for Woodfall. Now back left, Alcindor. Picked up by Carruthers, slaps the ball loose. Loose in the lane, and on the floor, a travel violation. Is diving after that ball for SBU with Alcindor. Kind of spun over with it, gets called for the travel, and the Cats will get it off the turnover. 52-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. 10 minutes, 40 seconds left in this game this afternoon. Don't forget that the matchup with Central Missouri that was scheduled for this past Thursday and postponed due to inclement weather has been moved to Monday afternoon, 1:30 and 3:30, the start time for those games. Right here at Bearcat Arena. And down through the lane, drives, fouled as he goes up with a shot and a block shot coming up on SBU. Shot rolled out, so Endow will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple.
In that game on Monday against Central Missouri, a special Space Jam-themed evening. They're calling it Cat Jam, and they're going to have some special poster giveaways that will feature Tanya Meyer and Xavier Kurth, I believe, in the role of Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny. From movie.
Who's Michael and who's Bugs in that?
I'll let them decide that one. Either way, from the movie, it looked like Bugs Bunny is a pretty great basketball player, too. So.
And I think through that, we may have had a technical call. Does Endow just at the free throw line by himself and the rest of the teams back at midcourt? We'll have to see as two of the three officials come over to the scorer's table. Endow all alone at the free throw line to our left.
Well, typically we see technical free throws coming from Justin Pitts.
Huh. And the foul on the bench.
So are these Christmas free throws or the technical free throws?
Well, I'm not sure. The way Endow's been shooting free throws this year, I don't think it matters too much. Endow's free throw here is good. He's got 11 points, and now he's 2 of 2 at the free throw line this afternoon.
The way he's shooting from everywhere, you might back him up to midcourt.
He's got another one, and that one is good. So he hits both free throws by himself. And now we come with the actual free throw. So they're going to bring the players back along the lane to line up for rebounds. Now 6'7 senior from Stavanger, Norway, having a very good senior season.
I wonder if that's a bit of psychological, too. You just stay there, shoot all four free throws. We know you'll make them.
Well, he's hit three so far as that one goes down. 55-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And the fourth free throw hits the back of the rim and rolls out. No, 3 or 4, that's not bad. 55-30, Northwest Missouri State up. Bearcats coming into today's game at the free throw line, third in the conference at 77.3%. Down the lane left, Dean pulls up his dribble, guarded by Endow, spins, a little scoop layup, won't go, short, and rebound Endow for Northwest. 55-30, Northwest Missouri State in front of a good crowd here at Bearcat Arena this afternoon. Pitts out front, left side, Wittes. On the wing left for Endow. Bounce pass chased down by Wittes at the top of the key. Gives it quickly to Pitts right side. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Left side in doubt. Left corner for Kurth. He'll dribble left to the elbow. Top of the key. Wittes back to Kurth. Left wing three on the way. Good. Xavier with 15 points. Really like seeing Xavier take some of those shots out on the perimeter earlier this year. They were just daring him to shoot, giving all kinds of room and just packing things in. taking a few of those will stop that the rest of the year.
And a great offensive team getting even better. You see Doherty emerging, Xavier Kurth emerging. If he can keep this up, whew, they're going to be very scary as we get in tournament time.
58-30 Northwest in front. Just on the foul, the pass went to Hovey, low post off of the right side. And Hovey got called for the charge as Kurth was there to take the charge. Breaking the action, 9:13 left. Northwest Missouri State 58, SBU 30. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
SBU to inbound, 58-30. Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU. Second half winding down, 8:46 left in the game. Northwest has led from the opening tip, had a 22-point lead back in the first half. Now the dribble by Rousseau and knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to SBU.
A moment ago, Kristen Dow blocking a three-point attempt out of bounds. And the crowd having a good time today. There's a guy on the baseline in the stands, stood up and started pounding his chest, yelling at Endow, just so fired up. I guess the Bearcat basketball has that effect, don't they?
I think so. 58-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. Reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main, across from Walmart, now passing lane stolen by Doherty and picked up by Northwest as pitcher goal right side, and also by Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Bottle and Brian Viertaler, proud supporters of Northwest Missouri State. 58-30, Northwest Missouri State up. A quick foul out front. This one looks to go on Northwest. Instead, Hawkins, who came into the ballgame, gets called for a moving screen. And this will go on, actually going on Tyler Doherty, who just checked in. Tyler, pick up the foul. Thought they were looking at the other way and looking at Hawkins, but Northwest, Tyler Doherty picks up the foul. We'll check some of the substitutions here as Rousseau dribbles out front left to the free throw line through the lane to the bucket, up for the shot, and Hawkins this time will get called for the foul as Ryan picks up his third. Bringing in the Bearcats right now, Tyler Doherty into the ball game. Ryan Hawkins, Ryan Welty, also Endow and Pitts. Free throw rattles around and out by Rousseau. That he's now 0 of 2 at the line. Came into this game an 83% shooter at the free throw line. 58-30, Northwest up. 8-11 left in the game. Look at the 30 points by Southwest Baptist, their team that averages 82 on the season.
I don't think they're getting there today.
You don't?
That's my 2 cents.
I think you may be right. 58-31, Northwest up and down on the left side. High post left for Tyler Doherty. Takes it through the lane, right side, Hawkins. Now back left for Welty. Hawkins cutting through the lane left side with a shot fake up with it on the glass and hits it. And then Tyler Doherty underneath the bucket. Falls and does a little somersault and he's ready to go. A nice drive to the bucket that time by Northwest.
I think Hawkins just excited to watch a young guy that has the size, that athletic ability, and just not too much really bothers him when he's out there. Just kind of keeps going about his game, and going to be a pretty exciting guy to watch.
So right side, it's the jumper, 60-33 Northwest. On the left is Indell. Now he'll drive the lane, hooks the pass into left corner. Hawkins open, and he will go up with a shot, but he stepped back and his back foot hit the sideline before he goes up for the shot, and the ball will belong to SBU.
Making that three-pointer a little bit deeper back there, wasn't he?
60-33 Northwest. Yep. 7:20 left in the game. Off of the left side, Mullim. Now takes it and goes top of the key or some. Dribbles right on Pitts. Now to Woodfall. Between the circles, Hogheiden. Top of the key is Maris Colton, who saw a little bit of time in the first half. Now to Woodfall. He dribbles on the baseline right, trying to dive to the bucket. And the turnover gives it to Northwest with 7:02 left. Tyler Doherty will inbound, give it to Pitts. And Justin will walk it across the timeline. Out front with the dribble, sets up, launches the three, misses a little too hard, and the rebound to Tyler Doherty back out to Justin. Rare day where Justin just has 2 points on the afternoon. Dribbles left side, and lowers left side for Welty, sets up, takes the three, and hits. Welty with 9 points, hit a couple threes in the first half. And a quick timeout by Coach McCollum to get a substitution here, get Pitts to the sideline, and Xavier Kirk coming into the game.
Man, this has been an uncharacteristic day for Justin Pitts. 2 points on 1 of 9 shooting. 10 assists, though. The assist category is just right on line, but weird to see him have such a poor shooting day.
Pitts averages 5.4 assists and gets 10 here this afternoon. So, out to the top of the key for Mullen. On the left for Woodfall. Now driving the bucket, layup, hangs on the rim and goes down for Daniel Latham Jr. Check that out. We're still going to through there and laying it up and in. So 63-35, Northwest up, just over 6 minutes left in the game. Kirth, right side and down, the Kirth between the circles. Dribbles left as SB showing 2-3 zone again. Showed that a little bit toward the end of the first half. Hawkins left side open on the wing with a three, good. Hawkins with his first three this afternoon. He's got 5 points total, 66-35 Northwest. So dribbles to the right wing. Right in front of the SBU bench. In the free throw line, trying to go low with a pass tipped by Tyler Doherty out of bounds. It belongs to SBU. And Kirk Finley into the ball game. And Dow goes to the sideline, getting a round of applause by the Bearcat fans. 5:28 left, 66-35 Northwest. So with the inbound baseline right, takes the jumper from 12 minutes. And he's got 8 points. 66-37 Northwest. Kurth with a long bounce pass into the front court right side, Finley. Top of the key with the dribble. Dribbles off his left foot, but the ball rolls left side for Welty. Cats retain possession right side, Finley. Out top for Hawkins. Finley on the right wing. Back to Hawkins, right sideline, and this time let's see this on the other side. They're going to say a foul away from the ball, or are they going to come over and check the shot clock?
Yeah.
And while they discuss this, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. .528 left of the game. Northwest in front, 66-37. Bearcat basketball underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit. Brother Steve and Dan Miller. Latham coming into the game, or so to the sideline for SBU as Northwest will inbound. Down the lane right, Kurth through the lane with a shot off glass, won't go. He'll get to the free throw line. It's been a solid performance out of Xavier Kurth this afternoon.
It has, 16 points with these free throws still to come. 6 of 7 shooting, he's hit 3 three-pointers, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. I mean, he's been really everywhere throughout this ballgame, especially that first half, really making an impact.
Bearcats' largest lead's been 31. Free throw is good by Kurth. 16 points. Now 17. Went away from his career high, and he ties his career high with that free throw. 68-37. Northwest Missouri State up just over 5 minutes left in the game. High Wood Fall, cross court left side for Colton. Off the left side is Lapham. To the top of the key, Ogheid. Now to Colton. Elbow left. Between the circles it goes for Woodfall. Shot clock's down to 9 seconds. 4:42 left in the game. SBU just having a hard time getting a shot off. Right wing, it goes to Colton. He'll take the three, and that time knocks it down. And for Colton, that's his first bucket of the game, and just his first three-pointer of the season. He was 0 of 9 from three-point range coming into today's game. 68-40, Northwest Missouri State up. Hawkins left side, Kurth on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line, looks to pass back to Hawkins. He'll drive to the left baseline, cut off. Kurth left wing, with 12 on the shot clock. Now front is Tyler Doherty, one dribble. Now to Kurth between the circles. Shot clock's down to 5 seconds. Kurth will dribble right side on Latham. Finds baseline left, wide open, Tyler Doherty. Someone missed their assignment. Doherty wide open, has the easy layup.
Great look there from Kurth once again.
70-40, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Out front left side is Colton. Right-handed dribble finds Latham. Out of the left wing. Bounce pass, low left baseline for Mullim. Fadeaway jumper from 17. Rebound tapped all the way out. Whistle and a foul. As they fight for the board inside, and Ogheid will pick up the foul. Tiling inside for the rebound, and that is his second foul. We've got a break in the action here. 3:35 left, Northwest Missouri State 70, SBU 40. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Tyler Doherty hits both free throws. Northwest up 72-40 now, down the other way. Hawkins with a steal, drives to the basket and is fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. 3:19 left, Northwest up 72-40. This will go on Andy Campbell, who just entered the ballgame. Campbell picks up his first foul. He's a 6'5 junior from Russellville, Arkansas. Got a lot of playing time as a freshman. Played in all 28 games his freshman year. Last year started in 6, played in 16, and Hawkins free throw good. We'll have another. 73-40, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Cats open up an early lead and never have looked back. Second free throw by Tyler is good.
And after that last steal, 20 turnovers now for Southwest Baptist. Man.
74-40, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Their largest of the game. Off of the left side with the dribble. Latham, now they go inside. Gommet up with a shot on the baseline right. Won't go. Gets Spicebury's rebound. Ball loose in the lane, and it goes to Kirk Finley for Northwest. Just under 3 minutes left. Northwest in front, 74-40. Finley top of the key. Free throw line. Runner in the lane. Up the front of the rim. Crashing the board is Dre Starzl. Clears to the left side. Finds Tyler Doherty. Now to Finley. Baseline left. Finds Starzl. In the left corner. Out front Hawkins left side. Cross court right. With it is Derek Lang. Lang between the circles. Gives it to Doherty right side. Now to Lang left wing. Devil Starzl hands off to Lang. Cross court right side. Finley. Finley. Double right side for Tyler Doherty. Drive shot blocked away by Pergamon. In the rebound to SBU. On the fast break, Latham across the timeline. Right side for Alcindor. Drives, lays it up, misses it. And the rebound Finley for Northwest.
Man, when things aren't going your way, they really aren't going your way. That was about as easy as a layup can get, and he just missed it too strong.
74-40 Northwest. Starzl cross court left. Lang thought about the three. Holds on to it. Now we'll dribble free throw line through the lane. Baseline left wide open. Tyler Doherty with the easy layup off the right side.
What a no-look pass there from Derek Lang to find Doherty wide open underneath.
76-40 Northwest. Left side long three taken or missed by Campbell. And the rebound Finley. And Northwest by the minute 38. Ball taken into the front court. Finley with the dribble to the top. Screened by Starzl through the lane. Lobs it left. Stolen. Picked up by SBU and Alcindor. Top of the key. Steps back, goes left side on the wing. Three on the way, misses too hard. Rebound for Gummit. In the lane, little hook shot is good over Tyler Doherty. He's got 9 points. 76-42 Northwest. 1:11 left. Finley into the front court, right side. Lane takes the three, rims around, out. Rebound baseline off of SBU, out of bounds. For Gummit and Charlie Dean, both there, and neither one could roll onto it, out of bounds. Would fall into the game now for SBU. Now Cinder will go to the sideline. Inbound right side for Tyler Doherty. In the lane he goes. Spins, fadeaway jumper up the front of the rim and in. Doherty with 9 points coming off the bench here in the second half for Northwest and a minute left in this game. Would fall right wing. Out between the circles. They get it for Dean. Looks left side, Campbell. Now through the lane, driving Rousseau, shot swatted away by Finley, but a foul in the lane. And I believe this will go on Lang as he went by, and that's his first. Just a 15 foul on the Bearcats in the second half. So it goes to the line. 8 points in this one. Average is 7.6, and he hits the first free throw. 78-43 Northwest. Again, the Bearcats holding a team that averages over 82 points a game to just 43 this afternoon. Here's the second one, and that's good.
And Northwest allows 59 points per game. That is best in NCAA Division II. And that average number is now just going down with another stellar performance against the Purple Bearcats.
36 seconds left in the game. Hawkins drives, now left wing, brings it out front right side for Finley as they play keep away. Now to Tyler Doherty, to Finley. Finley lost a handle on the dribble. It was picked up by Pergamut for SBU. Now Dean. Dean, right side. Campbell, another long three. Won't go. Rebound, Dean, baseline right. Up with the shot. Banks it and hits it. And he's got 5 points. Had a three back in the first half. 13 seconds left of the game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 78-46. And the front court left, Hawkins to dribble it out. And Northwest will go to 14-1 on this season. 6-1. And MIAA play. Meanwhile, Southwest Baptist falls to 9-6 and 3-3 in the conference. Final score, Northwest 78, SBU 46. Back with more right after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at bomleyauto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with the 78-46 win over SBU as Northwest led from the opening tip to the final buzzer and ended up with their largest lead of the game, late in the ball game, where they had a 36-point lead, but ended up winning this one 78-46 as Northwest again improves to 14-1 on the year. So Bearcats with a good afternoon here against the SBU. We'll be back to have more for you right after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMobileRealEstate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 78-46 victory over Southwest Baptist. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer Ryan Elliott, and Matt, Bearcats win from the opening tip to the final buzzer. Just put together a very impressive performance against a very good offensive team in Southwest Baptist.
Yeah, hit a lot of shots early on. I really couldn't miss from three-point range. Built up that big lead. Southwest able to get around 16 points there in the second half. But the Bearcats put the foot right back on the gas. Saw Chrissy Boo and Dow come out with some big buckets. Xavier Kurth really a good wire-to-wire tonight with 18 points and four rebounds, three assists. So good game overall. Good to see Northwest able to put something like that together and hoping to see similar results on Monday.
Be back with more in our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 78, Southwest Baptist 46, as Northwest improves to 14-1 and 6-1 in the MIAA. SBU now 9-6 and 3-3 in the conference. Matt, a good win for Northwest this afternoon, and one they really need to do to keep pace with the Washburn Ichabods. If this is correct, Washburn defeated Central Oklahoma this afternoon, Topeka, in a very low-scoring game, 49-47. Washburn right now the only team in the conference undefeated in conference play. Bearcats and Central Missouri right behind with one loss apiece.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's tough with that loss last weekend, but you just got to keep kind of taking care of your own business and know that you got Washburn on the schedule here in just a couple weeks. So, Salmon non-conference play, you know, it's going to be a tough one, and that one could kind of decide where this conference is at once they meet in February. But, yeah, at this point, it's kind of take care of your business and then see how they're doing.
78-46, the final score. Northwest with a win over Southwest Baptist. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. It's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audio Visual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design, Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena, 78-46, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Southwest Baptist. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, as Coach McCollum's postgame interview underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Coach, a good defensive performance out of your team. You're holding a Southwest Baptist team that averages 82 points a game to just 46 this afternoon.
Yeah, I think defensively they run an offense that we work on every day defending. We excel at guarding motion, a lot of those screens, fighting through screens, and then getting pressure on the ball after you get screened. And you know, I think that's what you saw tonight. Our kids fought through screens. We jumped towards the ball. We make it difficult for them to screen us because we are towards the ball. Then offensively, I think we scored enough. I didn't think we played exceptional offensively. I thought we missed a lot of open shots that we normally knock down, a few open layups that we normally hit, just a little out of sync offensively, but defensively we were excellent.
I saw one guy that put together a good performance for you today on the offensive side. Xavier Kurth knocked down some shots.
Absolutely, he did, thankfully, because they held Justin to 2 points. How about that? No, you know, Zave, he turns down shots, and then eventually, you know, when it runs down, he can hit a driving kick three. He's not inept. We just have other guys that are shooting a little bit better, and so we want them to shoot. And teams are starting to leave him wide open, and I don't know. I kind of think that's a mistake, but I don't know, it's good for us, I guess. And he's always open. You know, you always got a shot, and so if you just don't want to guard him, then don't guard him, and then you know, he'll make you pay.
Is seeing a performance like out of Xavier here, where he's hitting some of those shots, is that, you think, beneficial down the line as teams kind of scout Northwest, of where they know they might have to come out and pick him up a little bit and open up some other things inside then?
Yeah, I think it spaces the defense a little bit when they guard him. But again, I don't know that it's a bad thing that they don't guard him, because we can get O boards because they're late to boxing him out. He can back cut. He can drive and pass. You know, it's just one of those things that it's time easier the first time. Maybe you see it a little bit and it bothers you, but I don't know. If you've got to do so much game planning to beat us, I think it ends up hurting you more than it helps you.
And now up next, Central Missouri on Monday afternoon. It's a game that was postponed Thursday night with the weather that came through the region on Thursday. So face a Central Missouri team that defeated earlier this year at Warrensburg. Just kind of talk about second time around with UCM.
Well, you know, I think the first time we had a lot of energy, and so that's why you saw that performance. I think this time you're going to need a little bit more. And you know, I think it'd be a mistake to come in and think that you're just going to go ahead and win the game. You have to make sure that you're at a high level, you're focused, you've got good energy, and you compete and try to beat them rather than just waiting for a win. And so hopefully we do that. It felt like we did tonight, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Yeah, Coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest with the win, 78-46 over Southwest Baptist. We'll be back to have the extra effort award for you right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 78-46, the final score, Northwest with the win. And as it's time now for extra effort award, looking at Xavier Kurth with a big performance.
Yeah, Xavier stepped up and played really well tonight for Northwest Missouri State. Kind of a glue guy. We always see him hustle. We always see him play good defense, fight for loose balls. But tonight we saw him step up and able to shoot the ball well, which we knew he was capable of coming out of Lafayette and St. Joseph. 6 of 7 from the field, 3 of 3 from three-point range, 3 of 4 from the free throw line as well to total 18 points, which I believe matches a career high.
Yes, it does.
Also pulls down 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Had one turnover, but for as many minutes and as many times as he's handling the ball, you'll take that one turnover. So a really top-to-bottom, complete good game for Xavier Kurth and really helped propel the Bearcats. Got ahead by a lot. SBU started to make a little bit of a charge, but guys like Kurth, you see Endow step up. Doherty had a good game. Kept this thing together, and you go on and win this one by 32.
Justin, just 2 points this afternoon, but as we talked about during the broadcast, just he ended up with 10 assists, so he still found a way to get some points on the board.
And only one turnover as well. Your point guard has a 10-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio. That is unreal. And you kind of saw when he came out of the ballgame, I think there was 6.5 minutes left, and he was done for the night. And he looked like he was just unhappy with himself. And he only shot 1 of 9, so you completely understand that. But with the amount of scores and how these guys play around him, if he has someone on him that's great and he can distribute 8 to 10 assists, I'm pretty sure the coaching staff would take that and know that they can get it done.
Chris Ebuendow with 13 points. Joey Wittes had 12 this afternoon, including a 9 in the first half. 9 points for Brett Doherty, a lot of those in the first half as well. He pulled down 7 rebounds, had a couple of assists and a steal. And so the team, Northwest, shot just over 47% from the field. They were 12 of 26 on threes and 12 of 16 at the free throw line. And rebounding, they out-rebounded a very good rebounding team in Southwest Baptist, out-rebounding them 31 to 29. And the turnover situation, another solid performance, just 8 turnovers for the Bearcats and 20 for Southwest Baptist. And Northwest ended up scoring 29 points off those 20 turnovers.
If the opposing team is going to turn the ball over 20 times to a team like Northwest, I mean, it's pretty much no contest at that point. They'll run away with it, and they did today.
78-46, the final score. Back to wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. eSales provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeSales.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlenFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Bearcat Arena, Northwest in the men's game with a win over Southwest Baptist, 78-46. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. This segment underwritten by Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. Mark KCBIER.com. A split of a doubleheader this afternoon. Earlier, the SBU women defeat Northwest 75-70. Trenton Northwest played three very solid quarters, but that fourth quarter came back to haunt them today.
Yeah, and even though it wasn't... They didn't play very well in the fourth quarter. There's still some big shots knocked down. You had a feeling that they're going to find a way to pull that. It just wasn't meant to be, and so it's a tough one. But it's a young team. They have hopefully a bright future ahead. I mean, you just got to plug through and hopefully come back ready to play on Monday against a, 12th ranked in the nation Central Missouri squad. That'll be a tough one. But put up a good fight. Hopefully get three good quarters to start on Monday and find a way to pull that one out in the fourth next week.
And again, a reminder, those games were originally scheduled for Thursday night due to the inclement weather, postponed until Monday. And they're afternoon games on Monday. The women will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. So that's a reminder for folks planning to come out. Make sure you know it's afternoon action coming up on Monday.
Yep, and should be some fun ones. Anytime you get the Mules and Ginnies coming into Maryville, get those rivalry games back going, it's always a good time.
We'll have the broadcast of both of those right here on the Bearcat Radio Network, beginning at 1:10 with our pregame for the women, and we'll follow that up with the men's broadcast as well, 1:30 and 3:30 tip-off times for those two matchups. Again, in the men's game here this afternoon, Northwest with a 78-46 win over Southwest Baptist as the Bearcat men improved to 14-1 and 6-1 in the MIAA. Southwest Baptist falls to 9-6 and 3-3. My thanks to Matt Tritton as well as studio engineer Ryan Elliott. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.